This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, welcome along to this podcast. Now, put four cellos on a stage and what would you expect? Probably classical music, but you don't get that with Apocalyptica, let me tell you, as they play the music of Metallica on cellos. And the good news is they're coming to the city of Dubai. Do enjoy the podcast and join me live on the show, weeknights 8 through 10 here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Welcome back into the show, and right now we're going to pick up those cellos, those symphonic metal cellos, with the band Apocalyptica, who are heading to the city of Dubai. We've got Pertu, who's joining us on the show. My goodness, I was watching your videos. I have never, ever in my life seen cellos played like that before. I mean, you guys are all classically trained, but you play heavy metal music, and especially the music of Metallica. So tell me what kind of, you know, attracted you to that band and to that style of music to play on the cello.
Well, yeah, first of all, thanks for the invitation, and we are more than excited to come into Dubai the very first time seeing Arab Emirates. So it's wonderful. Yeah, we started to play metal music when we were around 15, like teenagers, because of course, as you mentioned, we started as a classical training and a classical cellist, but I think there was something like little rebellious in us, and we started to become a huge metal fans during the teenagers. And of course, the cello was the natural instrument for us, so it was kind of like a crazy idea to try how certain, for example, Metallica and Sepultura songs would sound. Yeah. So we did it purely for our own fun in the start. Then we started playing like in a couple of student parties, music camps, and eventually got the record deal, which kind of exploded ever since. And so we surely didn't imagine that there would be still one day that we come even to Dubai and travel all around the world playing the music that we still love. So it's pretty amazing. And now this year we are going to release the volume 2 of Plays Metallica, more of our favorite tracks. So it's kind of like a full circle going around. And with this concept, we are so happy to, in a way, once again tour around the world with the same love for Metallica's music that we always had.
You've obviously attracted Metallica as well, because I believe you've recently recorded something with their bass player. Tell me about that experience and tell me a bit more about the song.
Oh, yes. We already released The Four Horsemen, which is one of the coolest old school metal tracks. And we were recording last year the entire album with Joe Barresi, great producer in L.A. And actually, because we have stayed all the time throughout all these years in contact, close contact with Metallica, and we need to always ask, of course, permissions and stuff like this. Of course, we want to approach it. Would you be okay if we do another run of these songs? And based on actually all of these, Rob was really even kind of offering himself. He said that if you need a bass, I would love to play on one of the tracks. It was a wonderful feel to have such a, you know, I think it's such a fine, wonderful gesture towards us. And in a way, it feels like Metallica always had some kind of, at least they have been amused and entertained by the versions we have been doing. But they're great guys, always very supportive.
We'll be right back. I mean, playing heavy metal music on a cello, let's just break that down. Is it more difficult? Is it a different technique, a different style than actually playing standard classical pieces?
Absolutely. Of course, I play, my part of the band is kind of lead cello. So for me, I always thought that no matter what I play it with the same kind of an attitude. That, of course, the heavy metal techniques, it gives you much more liberty on bending the strings and doing crazy stuff and improvising and sometimes lying on the floor and playing upside down or whatever.
Yeah.
But in a way, I still think that the playing in Apocalyptica, I consider it as the same as playing classical, because I want to be as precise or as good as I ever can be with this music. But naturally, because we started to stand at some point in the very early years of the career, headbanging and all of that, the physical elements of rock music, they bring another challenge, of course, to the playing.
Yeah. I mean, can you put the cello through effects like you would a guitar? Can you put it through a fuzz box or, you know, and get different kinds of sounds?
Yeah, absolutely. We are using a lot of different various effects and amps from guitar and bass world, which I think that has been one of the most fascinating things throughout all our career. That it always felt like when we start a new project, a new album, for example, we start to go through tons of different distortions, stomp boxes, different wah pedals. And like, because there was nobody doing that basically before Apocalyptica started. So we always had to find and experience and try kind of like laboratory work to search for cool tones. And no matter if you have actually some effect that you know that sounds certain way with the guitar, and then you plug in the cello, it might actually surprise you big time.
Really?
The cello resonates so differently, and the frequencies and all of those, they are really random at times, even acoustically. So that surely is a fascinating part. But yeah, we use a lot of guitar amps, effects, and all of that.
I love how you said Apocalyptica, your pronunciation of it. Where did that name come from when you were starting out? How did that come about?
Actually, to be fully honest, title band name was offered us by the first record label guy who made the deal, because I would say that the name we carried before that was a little childish.
Was it?
When we played for fun, we got called ourselves as a jailhouse band.
Oh.
Don't ask why. Anyway, but Apocalyptica, we wanted to have, of course, some connection with the Metallica. So therefore the ending, and in a way it felt like a cool doomsday, whatever, for Horsemen, actually. Some kind of this kind of premonitious feel, doom aspect. But ever since we carried it. And I think in Finland and Finnish language, we kind of pronunciate it pretty much the same as it was in Latin, like straightforward, Apocalyptica.
Tell me some of the vocalists that you've worked with over the years, whether it's been live, whether it's been on your albums, and some that you really admire.
Yeah, I think that throughout the whole career, we have been blessed and really had the chance on working with incredible artists. We played so many festivals, we met so many people, and for whatever reason, they have been really supportive, and most of them even like our band. So usually that's the basis, that you meet somebody who comes to say that actually you guys are cool, maybe we do an song one day together.
And
mostly I think that those cooperations we have done came out started from a personal relation or some kind of a friendship and artistic talk. And of course we might sometimes have some ideal things that there is this song and we would feel it would fit the most perfect to Corey Taylor or somebody like this. And of course, sometimes you need the record company contacts and stuff, but we have been really fortunate to work with amazing people like Till Lindemann, Corey Taylor, Adam Gontier, and all the female amazing Simon Simons. And it's I think it's one of the cool parts of Apocalyptica. I always thought that we kind of have three different personalities or identities, and one of them is those cooperations, the vocal songs, which always to be an instrumental band gives us a lot of freedom in choosing different types of voices, using them. Then one part of the band is, of course, our instrumental original music, but also very important is the Metallica and the cover song aspect, which we never basically wanted to get completely rid of, because everything started from that, and everything started because we love that music.
Final question from me, Perttu. What can we expect? What can our listeners expect coming along to a Apocalyptica gig? What's the groove and the vibe and the atmosphere like?
Well, now we really go to the place Metallica Volume 2 tour, and that is going to be, I would say, we play maybe close to 20 of Metallica's coolest songs with the cellos, wow, with various arrangements. We are going to have a full blast drum-supported cello mayhem going on, as well as acoustic beautiful moments and even ambient and these kind of things. So I always thought that Apocalyptica concert ideally would be a really, really emotional journey for the listener, that we bring them to many, many various colorful moods and emotions. And for sure, we hope that we blow your minds away and you are fascinated and entertained, and it's allowed to cry and laugh in our shows, and right. I really hope that you will.
Just one more thing. The cellos, how do they travel? Do they travel on the seat next to you, or do you have special kind of cargo for your cellos?
Actually, we do have double cases for the cellos, so they travel with the rest of the luggage in the bay of the planes.
Right.
And but it's pretty secure system nowadays, and I think we never broke any cello on a plane. On a stage, it happened, though, a few times, accidentally.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, I'm sure with the music. Well, once again, Perttu, we're so looking forward to the performance. 13th of September. Great venue. You're going to love the agenda. And are the rest of the guys really looking forward to coming out to Dubai?
Oh, yes. We are really, really excited about this show. And it's amazing that after still like 25 years or even more existing, 27 years of existing and touring, we still have new places where we can go and see new people and new fans and reach out to people in the world. So it's amazing how music connects.
Well, we cannot wait to see that symphonic metal music with Apocalyptica live on our stages at The Agenda on the 13th of September. Perttu, thanks for your time, and we look forward to meeting you when you arrive.
Thank you so much. Absolutely pleasure.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
The UAE's number one talk radio station. You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.